Morning!
Morning!
Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal.
Hey, Bhanti. Well, greetings again. Greetings to our listeners also. So we'll do another episode today, a quick one on a fantastic episode, incident that was covered in the press, only in India, as we say. UP principal was arrested for giving students on tips how to cheat.
Right.
So, Bhanti, take it away, man.
Okay. So first of all, we have to understand that this is the look at the context, right?
Mm.
So, do we have the details of which part of UP this is happening, East UP, West UP? Not that it is particularly material, but what I want to do is generally people in East UP are supposed to be more lumpen, right? The closer you get to kind of the Bihar side of the fence, people are supposed to say that East UP is notorious, West UP, there is a kind of modicum of civility still remaining because, you know, they are giving shouting distance to Delhi. Now, that's why I was curious.
Yeah, this is wild, okay.
So, now East UP, if this is happening, we don't know where it's happening, so let's not bias.
Yeah,
let me
give you the
school principal. School principal.
It is Lucknow. Let me just give you a small... No, it's not Lucknow. Let me give you some details, Bhanti. Sorry to cut you off, man.
No.
He basically said put ₹100 in answer sheets, and there's a student who uploaded this clip. He actually said it in a speech, and the dude put it up on Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath's grievance portal. He was in a place called a private school. He's a manager cum principal. What on earth is that?
This manager cum principal.
Praveen Mall, MALL, manager cum principal of a private school in Mau district, about 300 km from Lucknow, was filmed secretly by one of his students on his mobile phone. And he's giving a talk in the presence of parents about how to cheat in board exams and beat the strict measures put in place by the state government. Well, Jesus, man, I'm just going to leave it here. You just say what you have to.
So he has realized that he's trying to kind of take this to the next industrial level of gaming.
What is manager cum principal first? I mean... Anyway.
So manager cum principal is he started off as a manager.
No,
right?
It's basically a school is complete. There is no pretense anymore that education is just a pure commodity and money-making business in India, right?
Okay, but no, I understand that. But I want to go in the sequence.
Okay.
What little I've grabbed from the designation, I'm going with that. So this man, Mr. Mall, started off as manager of the school.
Mm.
His responsibilities included... opening the gate, locking the gate, switching on the lights, supplying chalk and blackboard, ensuring the toilets were clean, and stationery was supplied in limited capacity to the teachers. Right? That was his own, that was his mandate basically. And collect school fees where relevant. At some point in the 3-year journey where he was manager and performing his tasks judiciously, the principal was involved in low-grade criminal activities and was removed from post. Yeah. Whereupon he became manager cum principal.
So the
involvement of low grade crime has had an impact on this man. So he has, and we are complete, this is complete conjecture. This man was a very honest manager, but he's realized that the system at the top is rotten because the man who was the principal of this private school was also running a nefarious dance bar where it was called Munni's Tamasha Bar, and the parents thought that it was absolutely despicable, right? So in the context of this, and this was happening under Samajwadi Janata Party, right? Now with UP wala bhai sahab, Yogi Adityanath in power, he has realized that he cannot, as manager cum principal, do dance bar. So what he is doing is he is running tutorial on cheating because that is seen as less of a crime. Right?
So he's basically...
Because to be honest, there's a crime, there are levels of crime. It was acceptable in Samajwadi days to do low-grade body shopping and dance bar numbers. That has been put a stop to. Now he feels empowered to do mass-scale rigging of examinations. That is what's going on, is my take of it.
Okay, so he's basically, actually, he's misunderstood. He's basically saving his students a lot of pain by making sure that they don't go through the traumatic experience of first being honest and then turning to
lie. That is my read of the limited facts that we are
working with. So he's a true educationist. Yeah. Okay, so it's a very profound point you've raised, and we will have to mine it. I want to just take this in a slightly different direction, Banti. What are some of the, you know, growing up in school in India, what are some of the historic episodes to do with cheating that you remember? Like, I know a couple I can mention. There were guys who would bring, you know, like, stuff in their underwear. You know, then there were guys who would, I don't know, like, they would try to hide books in, you know, behind pipes and toilets and stuff and pretend that they had to rush to the bathroom. Now, you know, this is all pre, like, mobile phone era and stuff. I know that, you know, many years ago when I took the GRE and stuff, they had a special set of exams in India because what was happening was that there was a global racket where Indian coaching classes across the world were paying people to go in and take the GRE just to memorize questions, because those GRE exam booklets you had to give back. And immediately this scam would also happen with IIM entrance exams and so on. So, you know, plus one other story I remember hearing is that, you know, in India, we used to get those cheap, low-quality fountain pens, right? And you had to write with them in school. Now, in the fountain pen, you could take out the cartridge, right? So what would happen is that when you took the cartridge out, you actually had a hollow space. So there were guys who would basically take 8 or 10 of those fountain pens, and there would be like little chits with, you know, formulae and things written, which would be stuffed in. What are the epic stories you remember?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you one epic story. This happened in college. There was a guy, we were taking history examinations. We were sitting side by side. And this guy had a tendency to get stoned before he would take examinations, right? And this was a history pass examination. So it was not an honor subject examination.
Mm.
There were 20 objective questions before the subjective questions started, right? And by objective, each question carried one mark and was essentially a factual response that you had to give, right? So one of the questions was, who founded Jainism?
Hmm.
So this guy asks me, Banti, who founded Jainism?
Hmm.
Obviously, not loudly, but under the breath. Yeah. And I said that it was Mahavir Jain, right? There was a pause of about 5 minutes, and then I heard again. He said, Banti. I said, yeah, what? He said, look, man, if you don't want to give me the answers, don't give me the answers, but don't feed me bullshit. That's it.
but why was he...
then he says, I said, what do you mean? He said, write the correct answer, it's Guru Nanak. So my wild thing about copying is like, the guy is dependent on answers, but what he's doing is, in parallel, he's having 4 conversations, right? And he has no quality control around who is sat around him, right? So he is going for 3 strikes out of 4 is the right answer, right? And obviously, I'm kind of... the story, I'm just making up what the question was and the answer was, I forget. But essentially what he was trying to do was play the average out, that I'm going to ask 4 people, and if 3 people lean left, because the other petty thing that
crowdsourcing would do, basically,
would feed people false answers, right?
So
there was also this fear that, you know, I asked some random guy who sat beside me what the answer is, and he feeds me the wrong line. So he's trying to safeguard himself. So that is my... But look, cheating in exams is an industrial scale problem in India and anywhere in the world. But I think what happens is, maybe there's a more serious conversation to be had around the scope, the width of syllabus that is covered. And so in effect, why does a person studying history, for instance, need to know about the founder of, you know, Zoroastrianism, or, you know, Jainism, or the Hindu Vedas, or, you know, who was Muhammad's late dead uncle? Because, you know, at what point does history become relevant for, you know, a school level or a college level person. Mm-hmm. Now, as you go further up the value chain, obviously, if you want to specialize in Mohenjo-daro drainage system, mm-hmm. be my guest, right? Mm-hmm. But every class 4 kid, knowing mm-hmm. that Mohenjo-daro Harappa streets were at right angle, is a fact that only people in India know.
Right? You know, I actually, it's weird. I have this, I'm cursed with this strange kind of memory where I just remember large amounts of information randomly selected from the past. Like, you know, I'll remember a conversation we had when we were in class 4 or something, verbatim. And I'll remember what you were wearing on that day and what I was wearing and what the weather was like. But I actually remember stuff like this, you're right. And it takes up cognitive space, you know, that I remember this, you know, Sanctum Sanctorum. And I also remember, you know, random facts. Alauddin Khilji, blinded or maimed 42 relatives. So, you know, again, what purpose does this serve? You're absolutely right. It's a genuinely good question that should we focus on developing a historical sensibility and temperament, right? Understanding that the past informs the present rather than like, you know, just forcing children to swallow this kind of, you know, these facts by the bushel full.
Yeah, yeah. And I think if we do that, if we make education pertinent, I think there is a way you can take out, you know, this kind of low-grade cheating and, you know, teachers asking industrial-scale cheating. But that, I still maintain that UP context is this guy is trying to frame it as a lesser crime. You know, he's come out of a situation where he's been... And that whole manager come principle is a whole new ballgame, man.
Yeah, I mean, totally.
Okay, look, we've talked about this for a while, so that's my last thought. Is there anything else
that you'd like to... I mean, I think that, you know, the different kind of tentacles... of this question all deserve an episode of their own. But for now, I think we are done. So I'll sign off and you take care, man.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to us. Rohit and Bunty would like to sign off. Please stay tuned. Follow us on India Explained on Twitter. Keep listening. Thank you for all your support.